Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing long-distance relationship advice. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast, long distance relationship advice. And we need to start off by saying here how challenging it is to maintain a long distance relationship. When it starts, things can feel very exciting and they can have all of the normal natural feelings that you have at the start of a relationship. The euphoric feeling, the feeling of invincibility, the feeling of you will be able to conquer anything and love will make sure that no boundaries will affect your future. But I'm a realist and I do think that's one of the reasons why I'm getting some popularity online with my advice, because I don't really sugarcoat it. I kind of tell things as they are, and from what I can gather, my listeners do appreciate that. So long distance relationships don't last forever. And you probably heard that and thought, oh gosh, you know, that's a terrible thing to say. You know, is that the podcast over? And no, it's not. Because what I'm trying to get at is long distance relationships don't last forever. And that is because a long distance relationship must eventually change to a relationship in which you live close by and ultimately together. So there has to be a closing of space. Long distance relationships will not last forever long distance. They will not last long term. So long distance does not last long term. You need a closing of space, and eventually, of course, you will want to be living together. But at some stage in the interim, you might just want to be living closer and a more manageable distance. So what is a long distance relationship? Because everybody has their own take on things. Of course, a long distance relationship is if somebody lives in a different country to you. But it can also mean if you're living in the same country and even within the same state or province or area. Ultimately, a long distance relationship is a relationship where it takes a bit of planning to see the other person. So if you, for instance, live just over an hour away from somebody, but the road or the transport options are very limited, maybe the roads aren't very good or they're very busy, then a relationship an hour apart could definitely be deemed as long distance. Whereas to some people, they might travel 2 hours to work every day, so they might not think an hour is anything at all. But that's fine if you have the correct transportation. If you're able to see somebody without planning relatively easily, then that can be deemed as a short distance relationship. So there's no set actual distance. It's more about whether you can get to see them easier or whether it's going to be a challenge and it needs some planning. So as I said, it's about the closing of space. That needs to be the aim for a long distance relationship. So if you've met somebody online, or whether maybe you was living in the same area and then somebody has had to relocate, possibly for work or something else, then you need to have an action plan in place where eventually you will be living within the same area, within the same boundaries, so that you can easily see each other. So that even if you're not living together, you need to be within an area so that if somebody gives you a call or drops you a message and says, look, can you come over? Then you can be there without much hassle. You can be there within an hour, definitely, ideally within 20 minutes or so, you know? And then eventually, as I said, you will want to be living together. So what can you do during the period of long distance? Because I know I keep saying you need to be closing the space, but the point is that is no doubt going to take a while. It's going to take a while to see whether you have the strength in your commitment to make that change. Because if one person is living far away from the other and the closing of space needs to take place, then that means one person, if not both, is going to have to make a big life-changing decision and move. Maybe both of you will move a little bit to kind of close the space, or maybe one person will move the whole way. But however you look at it, there is going to be big life-changing decisions, and you need to be completely sure it is the right thing to do. So during this period of trying to learn about each other and how strong your connection is, you need to be doing the following. Firstly, you need regular video calls. There is no excuse in this day and age to not have the option of video calls, and they are so much more powerful than regular telephone and audio calls, because you can see each other, you can see into each other's eyes, the window of the soul, you can see expressions, and it really is the best possible thing after being with each other physically. So I would say that although telephone calls are still things to be had, you want to be exchanging the vast majority of them for video calls. And if you're in a strong, committed relationship long distance, I would suggest trying to have a video call every day, because things can drift very quickly otherwise. And you need to get a feel for each other. You need to be seeing each other. And even if you're not always looking your best, that's life, that's natural. If you was together with each other physically, you wouldn't always be seeing each other at your best. So don't worry about that with video calls. Just make sure you arrange them and you have them. On top of this, you need to be arranging to meet. So as we said at the start, you eventually want the closing of space where one, if not both of you, will move so that you can be within an easy distance of being able to see each other and eventually moving in together. But before that time, and when you are living far apart, then you want to be having your video calls, but you also still want to see each other in person. And this, of course, is no doubt going to be difficult, hence this is why you're currently living long distance, but you need to make the effort, and you need to always be planning ahead, because if not, then people will start to feel like things aren't moving in the right direction. And if the communication isn't there, then one or both people might start to subconsciously just start to drift away from the relationship and look elsewhere. It's important that you talk and make plans all the time about when you can see each other. So whether that is once every 2 or 3 weeks, once a month, once every 2 or 3 months, once every 6 months, it needs to be planned. And the longer the gap of when you can't see each other in person, that means that when you can, you need to make sure you spend more time together. So if you're in a long distance relationship, but you are able to meet every 2 weeks, then maybe just spending a day together would be okay. Obviously more would be ideal, but you know, you could get by with that. However, if you're waiting months before you can see each other in person, then you want to be aiming to spend at least a week with one another when you can. So bear that in mind. So it's all about maintaining the relationship, because as strong as something feels online or on the phone, or maybe you was already together physically and then one of you had to move away, so maybe you had a strong bond there, the truth of the matter is that if you don't have contact with each other, physical contact, then things will start to drift. So let's just reiterate and go over those points. So the most important point is always to have good communication and to talk about and to plan the next steps, short-term and long-term steps. The long-term steps needs to be the closing of space. You need to be chatting with each other and discussing that if everything's going fine, then by this point, whether that's a year down the line or maybe sooner or maybe a little bit longer than that, that one or both of you will be moving so that you will be within a closer proximity. And as I said, it's more about ease of transport. So you might be an hour apart, but with great public transport and great roads. Or that might be a real difficult challenge because the transport isn't so good and maybe you need to be within the same town. Then, after a while, we've seen each other more regularly in that kind of setting, you can then start to plan to move in together. But you need to have the closing of space planned and always discussed. In the meantime, you need to be planning to meet each other as often as you can. So that might be just once every few months. Who knows, it might be every few weeks. And you need to spend as much time together as you can. Although if you are seeing each other every week, every 2 weeks, then you could get away with seeing each other for a bit less time. It's not ideal, but if that's the way it is, then you probably could get through. If you're waiting months before meeting, then when you see each other, it needs to be a prolonged period. And finally, the most important thing to maintain a long distance relationship is daily video calls. Yes, have telephone calls, but make sure video calls are the priority. You need to see each other, you need to look into each other's eyes, and you need to be maintaining that special bond that is only really developed when you can see each other face to face. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope it's given you a good idea and background into how to make a long distance relationship successful. And ultimately, that's by closing the space and making it a short distance relationship.